And today's last word in business comes from the city where world leaders are meeting this week to fix the economy, London. He is also home to the magazine The Economist, and in these tough times, The Economist is branching out.
He has purchased real estate to open an amusement park called Econoland. It will combine a theme park with the joys of macroeconomics.
Visitors would enter the Chamber of Horrors and tremble at the wailing of distressed debt.
There would be a Dow Jones roller coaster and a contest where you can test your strength against a bear market.
The Economist says its new park would even have a fiscal fantasy land where you can watch economies shrivel before your very eyes.
The company says it's hoping to attract a young and dynamic crowd to its new Econoland, including, or maybe especially, former financial sector employees.
And that's the business news for April 1st. On Morning Edition from NPR News, I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.